Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They should open up a can of whoop ass.
Marcus Jones down the sideline. Marcus Jones, and that's the punt return for a touchdown.
May,
can he keep it himself and take it? He will. He does, and that is a touchdown, New England.
Henderson
carries into the end zone for a Patriot touchdown. Antonio Gibson, and that's a Patriot touchdown. And Hunter Henry has a touchdown. Firing easy for that. That's a touchdown to Matt Collins.
42-13. And the Patriots even their record at 2-2.
So that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Yeah, go fast.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Not always great when you end a game with a battle of backup quarterbacks, but it was yesterday for your New England Patriots when we saw Dobbs versus Dalton in the fourth quarter because the Patriots were... You got to turn your microphone on.
I thought it was my producer's job.
I know you're not familiar with the studio here, but you got to turn the microphone
shots
on.
Shots fired. Hashtag home studio Fitzy.
Twitch
hashtag
chat wants to know, did you leave your parents' second floor studio today?
I was running a sick board all week last week. I walked in
These
here today.
These are my peeps, by the way.
And
the
I actually, Twitch chat. Yeah, Twitch chat, please.
I forgot about him for like 6 months, but I'm back,
thumping
baby.
Your chest like Rory McIlroy when he takes down the Americans at Bethpage. Please. Hey, now you knocked me off my spot. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Normally, you see a tweet at Patriots put out like, Josh Dobbs is in at quarterback. That can mean only one of two things. It all went to hell, or man, they must be kicking the crap out of the Panthers. Turns out, they were kicking the Carolina Kitties all over the field at the race.
Mike Giardi, right again. We were all right. We all picked
all
the
right.
Patriots. Many of us with like double-digit spreads. Now it was even a wider difference than that.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't start great. The start continues to be an issue, but that's picking nits at this point because you blow out the Panthers. Panthers didn't want to be there. Defense didn't want to be there. Bryce Young didn't want to be there anymore. Nobody wanted to be there. Meanwhile, the Patriots are just piling up big plays, mostly led by a couple guys we'll speak to here on WEEI Afternoons. 315, Drake May, 155.6 passer rating, 3 total touchdowns.
I heard he's the new Tom Brady.
We might have to do the cliche radio pump the brakes on that one, but he is being compared statistically to the likes of Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. MVPs, all of them.
I don't want to be compared to 2025 Lamar Jackson. That guy quit on his team.
No, this was previous Lamar Jackson. Back when he was good. Back when he was a really good player.
Yeah,
and he didn't quit on his team.
What happened to him?
He's hurt.
He's not hurt.
They're in a tough spot, though, but the Patriots are not. The Patriots have a better record than those Ravens. The Patriots are 2-2. The Patriots get a home win, thanks mostly to the fact that Jalen Brown was in attendance up at the bell ringing behind Mark
Wahlberg. That's not why they won. They won because their offense clicked on every single level, and the Panthers, like you said, once they had that first drive and then the Patriots pushed back, it was like, oh, man, we thought you guys weren't going to push back after we struck first. You're going to play today? Okay, fine. We'll just roll
over.
Warm
the buses.
Yeah, no, honestly. Like,
they rolled over like good kitties. You rubbed their belly for a little bit, and we all went home happy.
Can we catch the 4:30 out of TF Green back to Charlotte? It's like an hour and a half flight.
So the biggest takeaway has to be Drake May. You know, I know Marcus Jones changed the game for you, and we're going to get into that because I do believe he was the ignition that allowed the rest of the team to take off. But Drake May, I believe, has now in three straight weeks played the best games of his Patriots career. The Miami game, last week when you can't do it, Andy, take out the turnovers, and this week where he goes 14 of 17, 203 yards. As I said, two passing touchdowns, had a rushing touchdown. The efficiency with which Drake May is now working over the last 3 weeks is remarkable. Year two jump, right? That's what we're looking for? Year two jump? Well, if this three-game sample, eliminate week one. Well, you know, in statistics, you, like, get rid of the polls. No, like, you take out the high, you take out the low. So remove week one.
Yeah, it's like it's a breakfast ball or a mulligan in golf, or it's like, you know, a lot of modern grading systems where they say, like, we'll drop your lowest score.
Absolutely. Drop that. He's been really good. Oh, yeah. He looks really comfortable. He looks like he's having fun. He's even showing a little personality. He didn't say, yeah, yeah, when he had a rushing touchdown. He ripped his shirt open like he was Cam Newton.
A homage, little homage to a star.
Yes,
homage.
Absolutely. The Charlotte boy, or greater Charlotte boy, was showing his love for Cam Newton. Yes, Dan Ball.
I'm developing a take, good afternoon, gentlemen, by the way, that he would not have done that if you guys didn't talk about Cam Newton last week with him on the show.
Okay. I think that's a strong take.
Fair point. Also, we mentioned Cam Newton Friday in our coordinator interview with Josh McDaniels, and Josh spoke glowingly of the year that he spent with Cam. Cameron, he called him. Very special. Very special year.
Cameron is a special guy, and we'll see. We'll ask Drake May around 3:15 if that was something that was premeditated, if it was just caught up in the moment, because he continues to say he's not the most emotional guy on the field, and he wants to do a better job of that. I'm going to ask him, I think that might also be a good thing. If you're not that emotional, you know what that means? You're even keeled. You avoid the too high and the too low. You know, Cam Newton, I think, at times got too high and too low in the midst of, especially in his Patriots career.
I can tell you who also got too high and too low, the guy that followed Cam Newton.
The guy who used to punch himself in the thigh
Michael
when he would
McCorkle
throw a pick
Jones.
In practice.
Yeah.
Self-flagellation senior there.
Remember,
Mac
we all
Jones?
Thought it was so fun. Like, I heard he was yelling at Nick Saban from the parking lot, and
nope,
Nick Saban
psycho.
Told him to go home. Like, nope, turns out, total head case.
Wound way too tight. Snapped the head off that screw, and you were toast here in New England, Mac Jones. So, yes, according to the text line, it's Overreaction Monday on WEEI. Mm-hmm. No, I would say it's properly reacting Monday because
they played a bad team and they kicked the crap out of the bad team.
You like to keep track of this. I believe this is start 16
yes,
for Drake May.
Still hasn't finished his rookie year.
Start 16, and we're starting to get those SID tweets, comparisons to some of the great quarterbacks. People are starting to look at the Josh Allen evolution or the Justin Herbert evolution. We saw a game with, can you get back to me, Dan Ball, on the number of turnovers that Drake May had yesterday? Because everybody said he has to do two things. He needs to eliminate turnovers and get a win. How many turnovers did he have yesterday, Dan Ball?
I believe it's a big goose egg. I added it, carried the two, and it still came out of zero.
Perfect. So he, zero turnovers.
Yep.
He got the win in convincing fashion at home, which normally you'd be like, oh, show me what you can do on the road. No, at home is a problem. 3-16 in their last 19. He got the win. I don't know how you can feel anything but good about Drake May. Actually, I'm going to put out an early challenge. 617-779-7937. If you are a Drake May doubter or hater or don't think he's all that and a bag of nuts, give us a call. Because I know there is still a group out there that they're going to remain somewhat quiet today.
Oh, really? Because I think there actually happens to be one on the line right now. I think he has access to a microphone.
Listen, Drake May had a great game yesterday. I'm not going to deny that. Cleaned up the mess from, you know, weeks prior, which is what I said I thought they would do on Friday. It was the Panthers. So do it against the top.
Oh, so he gets no credit?
No, I'm not saying. I just gave him credit. That
you
was the very
was the
first
Panthers.
Thing that I did.
What'd the Panthers do the week before?
Let him.
Pause, Your Honor.
I want to see him do
pause
it against the top 10 defense and when it matters.
What did the Panthers do the week before? They took Michael Penix, also a second-year quarterback, also a first-round pick from the same draft class, and embarrassed him 30-0. Pick six, shut him out. And I know that's a division game, so there is a little bit of a wrinkle there. I do think division games are always different. But I do believe there are people, as my guy Alex Cora would say, I do believe there are people like Stiz that are really going to be slow and hesitant to praise Drake May and to give him the credit he deserves. He was so hard on himself yesterday. Did you guys hear him say he was mad about the one sack?
Yeah.
He felt bad for his offensive line. It should have been a potential shutout sack day, and he gave them the cheap one-yard sack, and he's like, I apologize to those guys. Drake May's leadership, execution, it's all coming into play. And, yes, is there a tough game on the horizon? We're going to push that off till later in the week. You got Buffalo Sunday night, but guess what? After that tough game, lots of not as tough games against very winnable opposition for Drake May to pick up some steam here.
Three more winnable games following the Buffalo game. But dare I say, if we are holding Drake May to this numerical standard of you will finish your rookie year and be a sophomore sensation in the NFL after you play or start 17 games, is there a more fitting final start to this prolonged rookie year than going to Buffalo to play the guy you have been most often compared to?
No, it's perfect. And
it
I don't
perfect.
I don't want to roll with those comparisons quite yet. It's just not fair to
who
Drake
said
May.
Sports radio. Who said it's fair?
No, I know, cuz and I get the skills. I mean, I was literally the first person to compare him to Josh Allen. Brag on television, but
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. I can go back and show you the NBC Sports Boston where I compared him with Phil Perry in an appearance, and we go off the air, and Phil Perry goes, interesting, Josh Allen, I've never heard that one before. And if Phil Perry hasn't heard it, it wasn't out there yet, because he does Next Pats, This Pats, Past Pats podcast.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, no, I think the comparison is interesting, but for now, just let Drake May be Drake May for whoever the hell he is. The more apt comparisons, I would say, you know what's interesting comparison? How about the guy he played on Sunday? Former first pick. A year earlier,
Bryce Young,
former number one overall pick. That's a franchise quarterback. Who looked better, Stiz? Stiz, who looked better, Bryce Young or Drake May?
Answer the question.
Drake.
Yeah. Who looked better recently? Would that be Penix or May? That's May. J.J. McCarthy. Oh, you can't compare him because he's hurt after he had one good quarter.
Who's
seven
taller,
bad
you
quarters.
Or Bryce Young? Dude, Mark Schlereth even said yesterday, and he's not even 5'10". Why did we allow people to entertain the notion of like, oh, he's 6 feet tall? Dude makes Drew Brees look like Sean Bradley.
Oh, he's tiny. He had that one where they're
small.
Like, Tonga got his hand up. No. Tonga blocked it with his chin.
He threw it into Tonga's face.
Right here. Hit him right in the bottom of the face mask.
By the way, side note to a side note, Kyrie's Tonga's a pretty good football player.
Also, my favorite celebrator. I don't know if you guys saw when he was leading the way for the first Marcus Jones long punt return. At the 40-yard line, he looked over his shoulder, saw Marcus cut back across the punter, and threw his fist in the air to celebrate at the 40-yard line. You had a defensive lineman celebrating like he's Deion Sanders at the 40-yard line because he knew Marcus Jones was gone. That was the big play that sprung the day that they needed. I'm not going to pretend they didn't need it because they gave up an early drive and then they went three and out and you're like, oh no, are we going to be one of those dog fights with a dog bleep team on the other side
of
the ball?
I've seen Carolina come in here and win when they weren't supposed to. Granted, that was 8 years ago when it was, oddly enough, Cam Newton versus Tom Brady. Not really in the mood for one of those right now. Thanks very little. And you got, as we said yesterday on the Six Rings postgame show, thanks for listening, everybody, you got the catalyst, you got the spark, you got the smelling salts to wake the team up in the form of that Marcus Jones 88-yard touchdown.
So I think this is trolling me in the 207. I wonder if Drake May likes to win. I feel like that may be a troll job for a certain question asked by a certain host
him,
on a certain first interview of the season here.
Which way he's also going in terms of like where his career is. Like it's certainly past the crossroads, right?
There's no crossroads.
Is there an intersection at
you
least?
Know what the question is now?
Is there
now?
A stoplight?
Overreaction Andy on a Monday?
Oh, yeah? What's that?
How much are you going to have to pay him? Does it go over half a billion dollars?
There you go. Ask him that.
I think Dan Ball just rolled his eyes back there.
There you go. Ask him. Drake, have you planned on what you're going to do with your first half billion?
When you get a half billion dollars, can you give me like $50,000? You won't even notice it's gone when
you kind of owe it to me for calling you Josh Allen light and pumping your tires the way I did.
I believe it's a fact that he's been dominant since somebody asked him if he had the fire to win football games, and I believe that was me. So I should take a little credit.
You believe this?
I knew yesterday.
At least you've been the producer's box. The stink of this arrogance and just unbearable.
I couldn't even enjoy yesterday's victory as much as I wanted because I knew how insufferable Andy was.
Why am I insufferable? No,
it's not just Andy.
Join the fun. Drake May is showing that he can be what we thought he could be. Ted will join the fun tomorrow.
Talk to me next Monday.
Ted was a bit... I will. I talk to you every Monday, so that's kind of not a weird challenge.
It's kind of
the
way it works.
Kind of work. Be like, where's Andy if he's not in on a Monday? Yeah. Could he have a difficult challenge in Buffalo? Sure. Could he struggle a little bit? Sure. Are they all going to be easy from here on out? No. We see the great ones. Josh Allen's the perfect example. As much as he's accomplished, you know what everybody says? When's he going to win in the playoffs? When's he going to win a Super Bowl? Lamar Jackson, MVPs. When's he going to win the... Like, there's challenges on the horizon. Week one, we were questioning Drake May's future. I think some people were questioning whether he's the guy. In fact, I believe we got phone calls and texts of people saying, he's not the guy. You're going to be looking for another quarterback shortly thereafter. This isn't working. There's too much on his plate. What's he doing with Josh? I even asked the question, is he thinking too much about what he's not supposed to do, what he's not supposed to, the mistakes he's not supposed to make? Now, 3 weeks later, and that's a long time in the NFL. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks is a lot of games. Like, you're a month into the season now, a quarter of the season. Just ask Cam Ward. If we're keeping it 100, if we're keeping it a buck here with Drake May, he's legit. He's getting the job done. And I don't know how you can dispute that. He's having a great stretch of games here, and none of it is being carried by anybody else. That's the other thing. Yesterday was a really nice day for Stephon Diggs, 100-yard game. The previous week, it was a really nice day by Hunter Henry. The week before that, it was a really nice day by Ramondre Stevenson. The week before that, it was a really nice day by Kayshon Boutte. You notice a trend?
Mm-hmm.
Four really nice days by four different guys. He doesn't have a go-to guy. He doesn't have a true number one. You know, a guy like A.J. Brown who gets the ball for like 4 yards a game.
And
no,
then,
no true
then
number
gets
ones
really
like that.
Really happy about it afterwards, even in the face of victory. No.
So don't we credit Drake May for that? We used to credit Tom Brady when he spread the ball around.
Tom Brady has spread the ball around to seven different receivers.
And it's only 3 minutes into the first quarter.
Right. Drake May's had four different leading targets in four games. Isn't that a sign of a young quarterback that's doing a nice job?
Is that a sign of a quarterback that's doing a nice job, or is that a sign of, well, I'm just going to throw it to whoever's open?
That's what he's supposed to do. Have you heard his head coach? He said it like 17 times. Even Tom Brady used to pretend it. Now, Tom Brady with the game on the line wouldn't throw to who's open. He would throw to Gronk.
Don't you just love having like one guy you know you can always go to?
Maybe we can dream of that someday. But right now, the young quarterback who is developing is throwing to the open receiver. He's throwing to the matchups he likes. Four straight weeks, four different leading receivers. Week one, remember Boutte was the number one receiver who was going to have 1,700 yards. Hasn't really played out.
He wanted to go to him yesterday early, and then it was like, ooh, I almost threw that to the other team. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
That was his lone really bad decision of the day.
One of three incompletions.
The other two incompletions early in the second half weren't great throws. One was the one over the middle where he got Ben Brown got bull rushed into him, and I don't think he could follow through.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it was about as clean and efficient a day as you could have for a quarterback who has not yet had one full season under his belt in the National Football League. And Stiz, you were being a little disrespectful. The Panthers came in with a pretty good pass defense. They have a good secondary of playmakers. They have a good defensive front, and they made life really tough a week earlier on Michael Penix, another young, developing quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, stop it. Don't be disingenuous. This game, everyone was like, I mean, Giardi, whoop ass.
And you were supposed to run the ball. Pass defense was pretty good.
What did the Falcons do yesterday? Surprise the Commanders. 34-27. How about that, huh? See, it's a topsy-turvy league. You only get to play one team each week. They came in with a hot hand. Pretty banged up.
Yes, Dan Ball.
He also only threw the ball 18 or 17 times. Yeah. So, I mean, they did run the ball considerably more than they passed. I think McDaniels deserves more credit than you guys are giving May right now.
You don't have to convince me. I put our show poll today out, and I'll give the results later. Of the three regular guests who had the best day, I said it was Josh McDaniels, Drake May, Marcus Jones. You can go now at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. But I think Josh McDaniels was phenomenal yesterday. And that's a two-pronged point. One, I think Josh McDaniels is a really good offensive coordinator. Two, I think he's getting comfortable with Drake May, his quarterback, the play action
and vice
game,
versa.
What he likes, all of that.
Vice versa as well. Like, Drake May is getting more comfortable with the McDaniels system. Like, once they hit that Neuralink and one is thinking like the other, that's when the offense opens up.
Then you're all in really big trouble because you're going to get your asses whooped, especially if they get a number one receiver. 617-779-7937. How are we feeling about Drake May, his development? Doesn't seem like there's too much on his plate anymore. Is he a top 10 quarterback all of a sudden? Lots of that roaming around the internet. Top 10 quarterback Drake May, less than a year into his NFL starting career. 617-779-7937. Or are you a doubter? Do you still?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Think he's not the guy, and I would give you much credit if you have the balls to come on the radio today and say Drake May is not the guy for the Patriots. That's a challenge. 617-779-7937. We'll take your phone calls, continue to break down the big win at Gillette Stadium up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, after he's done rolling his eyes at me, will give you what's trending now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.